Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عداء ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أمن تذاكر جيران بذي سلام ما زدت دم عن جرى من مخلت بدم مولاي لا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أم هبت الريح من تلقائك ظلمات أو ما ظل برق في الظلماء من إظام مولا يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فما عينيك إن قلت كفوفا همتا وما لي قلبك إن قلت استفيق ياهيمي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أيحسب صب أن الحب منكتم ما بينهم سجيم منه ومغطرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم لولا الهوى لم ترق دمعا على طلال ولا أرقت لذكر الباني والعالم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فكيف تنكر حبا بعدما شهدت به عليك عدول الدمع والسقام مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وأثبت الوجد خطي عبرة وظانا مثل البهام على خديك والعلم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نعم سرى طيف من أرى فأرقني والحب يعتني ظل الذات بالألم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا لعيني في الهوى العبدي ما معذرة مني إليك ولو أنصفت لم تلومي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم عددت حالي على سر بمستتير عن الوشاة ولا دائب منحسن مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم إن اتهمت نصيح الشيب في عذاب والشيب أبعد في نصح من التهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن أمارتي بالسوء ما تعوت من جهلها بنذير الشيب والهرم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ولا أعدت من الفعل الجميل قرى ضيف ألم برأسي غير محتشم لو كنت أعلم إني ما أواقره كتمت سرا بدا لي منه بالكتم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم من لدرا لجماح من غوايتها كما يرى تجماه الخير باللجوم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فلا ترم بالمعاصي كسر شهوتها، إن الطاعة ما يقوي شهوة النهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. والنفس كطفل إن تهمله شاب على حب الرضا، وإن تفطم عيا فطيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فاصرف هواها وحاذر أن تولياه، إن الهوى ما تولى يصمي أو يصيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وراعيها وهي في الأعمال سائمة، وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا ترسمي. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وراعيها وهي في الأعمال سائمة، وإن هي استحلت المرعى فلا ترسمي. كم حسنت لذة للمرء قاتلة، من حيث لم يدري أن السم في الدسام. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وأخشى الدسائس من جوع ومن شبع، فربما خمصات شر من تخم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. واستفرغ دمعي من عين القادم، تلأت من المحارم والزم حمية الندم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وخالف النفس والشيطان وعصيهما، وإنهما ما حضاك النصح فأتى. يصلى وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ولا تطع منهما خصما ولا حكما، فأنت تعرف كيد الخصم والحكم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أستغفر الله من قول بلا عمل، لقد نسبت به نسلا بذي عقم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أمرتك الخير لكن ما تمرت به، وما استقمت فما قولي لك استقيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ولا تزودت قبل الموت نافلة، ولم أصل سوى فرض ولم أصوم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. ولم تسنة من أحيى الظلا ما إلى إن اشتكت قدماه الضر من ورم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وشد من سغاب أحشاءه وطاب تحت الحجارة كشح مطرف الأدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خير الخلق كلهم وراودته الجبال الشما من ذهب عن نفسه فأراها أيام شمام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وأكدت زهده فيها ضرورته إن الضرورة لا تعد على العصام مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وكيف تدعو إلى الدنيا ضرورة من لولاه لم تخرج الدنيا من العدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم نبينا الأمير الناهي فلا أحد أبر في قولنا منه ولا نعم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانه في العلم ولا كرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس غرفا من البحر أو رشفا من الديم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واقفون لديه عند حده من نقطة العلم أو من شكلة الحكم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فهو الذي تم معناه وسورته ثم اصطفاه حبيبا بارئ النساء منزه عن شريك في محاسنه فجوهر الحسن فيه غير منقسم مولاي صل وسلم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين. Today we look at these particular stanzas. Allama Busayri Rahimullah is teaching us a particular lesson here. That see, these faculties which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed you with, the vision, the hearing, the thinking, the ability to walk, the ability to grab, the ability to do so many actions. Some actions, you are directly not involved in those particular actions. For example, when you eat, the digestive system takes over. automatically, no buttons being pressed, no thought being processed, okay, now your whole digestive system become active and digest this particular food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has automatic response. And this is the ability to eat. You eat and your food is digested. The good is taken out, the bad is also taken out. The good is taken out to be kept. The bad is taken out of the body so that now it's being relieved, released. You go, you say, I relieved myself. That's why we call it the relief centers. When you come out, what do you say? Ghufranaka, ghufranaka. Did you ever ponder you are exiting and you are asking for forgiveness? Why is this the case? Number one, it is sunnah to do so. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam did so, said so, we do so, and we say so. Promote it. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. When you do this, what's the benefits? What's the perks? You become the beloved of the Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, chapter 3, verse 31. Surah Al Imran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, evidence is in action. One is you constantly tell your mother or your wife, I love you, I love you, I love you. But intentionally, constantly, you go against their commands. Then what will you say? Are you really sincere in your love? You just sit on the bed. You know, some people, they have this way of charming. A particular person once told me, I should get so happy this person calls me handsome every now and then. Handsome, how are you feeling, handsome? What are you doing, handsome? And I used to feel so nice. Used to like really boost my confidence and my morale. And I just felt so nice about myself, handsome. But then he says, one day I was with him, and he was calling the cleaner also handsome. So he's got that sweet tongue. So one is, you just say charming words all the time. But in terms of your action, you are slacking and lacking. So what must you do then? In terms of sunnah, proof, evidence for Allah Azza wa Jal, if you are active in this, in your real pursuit of following Nabi Kareem Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then this is evidence in your love for Allah Azza wa Jal. That is why Allah says, "Yuhibbukumullah." When you do this, so قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. You follow Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Translation is, you follow me immaculately, totally, completely, meaning Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he's instructed to say to you. Then what's the perks, benefits? Yuhibbukumullah. Allah will make you beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah forgives your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives your sins. So when you're exiting, why are you asking for forgiveness? Because it's sunnah. That's one. غُفْرَانَكَ. Shaykh al-Hadith, Mufti Muhammad Ali Saab, حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ, our teacher of Tirmidhi, he took almost a whole lesson to teach us and to explain. We can just give you the summary. The summary of it is this. When you're exiting, why do you say ghufranaka? One reason is because this digestive system, automatic, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separates the good from the bad, keeps the good for you, and you are able to continue with your life. This particular bounty, can you ever show enough expression and gratitude for it? Never can you do so. For this particular one bounty, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Within yourself, search. Don't you see? Don't you take heed? Don't you take lesson? All of this is taking place. Why is it not making you intelligent to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبَصِرُونَ So for this bounty, you cannot show the gratitude that it deserves to be shown and expressed the way it is ought to be expressed. Therefore you say, غُفْرَانَكَ Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, I'm searching for your forgiveness. We are searching for your forgiveness. And the other explanation is, whilst you are there with a tongue, you are unable to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. And the reason why you were created, your job description, is to become the slave of Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ I have not created the men, the jinn kind and the mankind except that they worship me. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu making tafsir of this verse. He is Bahrul Ulum. And he is the leader in terms of the Mufassirin. He says, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ The meaning of this verse is, the meaning of worshipping Allah is to recognize Ayliya'rifoon, to recognize Allah Azza wa Jal. Malik bin Dinar Rahimullah is asked, give us some advice. Malik bin Dinar Rahimullah says, Kharaja ahlud dunya min ad-dunya, wa lam yadhuqu atyaba shay'in fiha. The people of this world, they have left this world and they have not tasted the purest thing within this world. They said, what is this? Oh, Abu Yahya, they used to call him Abu Yahya. What is this? He said, Ma'rifatullah, it is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You use all the different faculties to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then this will serve as beneficial for you in the year after. But you use these very same senses, these very same faculties, to break the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal, you buy for your car, you buy for your son a car, you buy for him a gift, a cell phone, and he uses that cell phone, he uses that car, he uses that particular gadget for something that is breaking, that is disobeying him. It's causing him so much of difficulty. So the son takes the car and he's going here and there and causing a whole load of havoc. People are complaining of what the son is doing with the car and the rest. So the father says, my son, I gave you this car as a gift. And you went to go buy drugs. You are going to sell drugs to others. You are going to feed children with drugs. You are going to do this, the evil, evil, and that evil. And people are complaining about you. So, what happens? The father regrets, why did I give him this? Why did I give him this gift? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what loss could there be? There's no loss. There's loss for us. Yet that is Allah's mercy, that He wants to see us successful. He's developed all these faculties. But if you're going to use it for evil, then is that not na shukri? Is that not ingratitude? He's given it to us, this faculty to see, go and see and ask the people who cannot see, and then sit with them, and then you'll realize at times that they are able to see better than us. Meaning their hearts are activated, their hearts are filled with nur, and because due to this fact that their hearts are filled with nur, it is having such a vibrant impact on the outer. We mentioned to you so many occasions, there's one brother there in Marlborough, Brother Muhammad Abid. So we say Abid, that's nice. Abid reminds you of your Abid, your servant of Allah. So once we were out on Gasht, he was the guide of the Jamaat, a person who cannot see. He is the guide of the Jamaat. You go a little bit past the house, he says, but why are you going past the house? The house is there. once we went out in Jamaat, and he was collecting the money. So they put the money in a certain container or certain, because you don't put it on the musalla of the masjid, respect. So they're collecting money. He's sitting next to me. I just quickly took a 20 rand out from all of that and I put it in my pocket. So he's counting the money. He cannot see, he's blind. He met up in an accident. Allah Azza wa Jal give him his full reward for his patience, sabr, and give him the full package in terms of spirituality in this world and the after. So what happened? I took the 20 rand. He's counting the money. He said, but there's 20 rand short here. I said, how did you know that they are all 20 rands, and how did you differentiate between what is 50 rand and the rest? Allah Azza wa Jal sharpens their senses. In you make effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the road for you. Our brother Abdul Hamid said this yesterday, last night. He sent me a message. He said, please refute this whole Mother's Day and the West, following the West. So this morning we did the program with Mufti AK Sahab. Mother's Day, 11th of May, everyone's going to scream Mother's Day with flowers, come home with flowers, all an act. So nonetheless, Uncle Abdul Hamid, his daughter, born blind, but today she's a alima, hafidha, teacher of Arabic in Braille. Teacher of Arabic in Braille. Where can you get this? Go and see how many people in the world can teach Arabic in Braille, even those that can't see. That doesn't stop you from teaching Braille in Arabic. But she cannot see, and she's teaching Braille in Arabic. Hafidha, alima, this didn't stop her. See what levels you can go to. Yet you've got sight, you've got vision, but how well have you utilized it, or how well have you used it in pleasing shaitan? Looking at all those movies, cinemas, hours and hours, Indian movies and the rest, you know how it was. Every time you see the same Indian movie, you still cry. Tears flowing because of someone acting in front of you. And due to that, that made you cry. Have you ever cried in the path of Allah? Have you ever cried as you were alone? It was just you and your Allah. But yet all of that evil and filth, you could go into it and cry and cry. I know once there was this particular person. Person passed away, so I'm not going to speak. But they would say all the time, they put the same movie over and over again, and every single time they cry. Indian movie, you know, Bollywood and the rest. Wasted time using your faculties, we said, come back to that, for just a whole bunch of futility in carrying on in this particular direction. What's the benefits when you use these faculties for that purpose which it was created for? You purchase a washing machine, you purchase a dishwasher, you purchase a PC, you purchase a new cell phone, a new gadget. The first thing, let me see the instructions how to operate it. And then let me see what I mustn't do so I don't destroy it. You want to know what you can do and you want to know what you cannot do. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sent into this world to teach us, O insan, this is what you're supposed to do, this is what you're not supposed to do. This is how the body is supposed to be used, this is how the body is not supposed to be used. That is, now you are saying that I'm utilizing this machine at its optimum level. I'm using it the way it's supposed to be used. But when I'm using it in a manner that it's not supposed to be used, I take a washing machine and I say, okay, let me put a cell phone inside, or let me put dishes inside, you think you're still going to have a washing machine left? You're supposed to use the dishwasher for that. This is not supposed to be for this. So this is the what you're using it for and what you're using it, what you're not supposed to be using it for. So as you see, this body has been given to you. For it to function at optimum level, you need to follow the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, every way codified for you as you exit the relief center, the whatever you want to call it, house of office. You have to relieve yourself, wash yourself, come out the way Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Entering as well. Left foot when you enter. Our teacher, Hazrat Mullah Shabir Saluji, hafidhahullah, he taught us that when you make a mistake, sometimes it happens, you enter the relief center. You enter, I'm speaking of toilets. So when you enter, by mistake, you enter with the right foot. And you say, oh, mistake. So you exit and then enter with the left foot. Correct your mistake there and there. You're going in the masjid, oh menfolk. By mistake, you entered and you must always see where's the masjid boundary. So you enter with the left foot. You say, hey, I made a mistake. Come out, enter with the right foot. Correct it there and there. You're making your own islah like this. You forgot to recite the dua. Come out and read it. And there's a beautiful dua if you go here to Sufi masjid. Every masjid should have this dua in front. How many people complain they're going to the to all these people and these people are just taking them for a big fat ride. The amils. Not all, illa mashallah, you get those sincere, but on a whole scale, you're getting this money-making scheme now. And I shared with you previously how they attempted, Allah Azza wa Jal protected us, how they wanted to manipulate my brains to tell me no. They took me to Amil, not family or anything, but other people. So they said, there's something wrong, you want to become Amil, Alim, not Amil, Alim. So they took me, the Amil said, he was an Alim himself, a Qari himself, everything. Here in Lanesha, if I find his house one day, we can also share with you the address. So anyway, so you can be warned, yes. He said, why you want to become Alim and this and that? I just kept quiet. I said, you know what? These people, they take stories from your life. You give them, you feed them, and then they make their own story and then they charge you for that. So I said, I'm not paying, number one. Number two, you want to tell me what to do, or you want to tell me, advise me, and you want to build a story around my life, you come to your own conclusion and you tell me what's happening. So he could see this particular boy or man at that time, you can say, that what he's giving us such a hard time here. So then the stuff that was fed to him before I entered, he then put that, he said, yeah, you were naughty before, now you want to change your life and this and that and the other. Why you want to do all of this? That's what he told me. Why you want to do all of this? Why don't you go fishing? Have a cigarette, go to the garage. And before he entered, he said, see, I've got a Harley Davidson now. So those who know about his Harley Davidson, then you'll probably put the puzzle together yourself. So yes, I was shocked. I say, Harley Davidson, imagine how nice it is. Qari Sahib, Mulana Sahib on Harley Davidson. He said, you must, these were his words. You must enjoy your life. Why you want to go through all of this? Alhamdulillah, Allah protected me from his poison that he wanted to feed me with. So anyway, Amils taking people for a ride, charging 3,000 rands, burning something there in front of people and saying this, 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 this. Whereas the sunnah is telling us what to do, that is from the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, preserved up until this day. Technology and the rest, they're trying to demolish, to wipe out the nur of Allah azza wa jal. The words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but they failed hopelessly. failing hopelessly and failed hopelessly and will fail hopelessly. So before you enter the masjid, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, this is hadith of Abu Dawood, أعوذ بالله العظيم وبوجه الكريم وسلطان القديم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله والصلاة بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. I don't know if Brother Suleiman put this dua in amongst the Marcus Sahaba duas. We'll ask him inshallah. But what's the benefit of this? The benefit of this dua. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, Shaitan says, I distance, I move away from a person who has recited this dua. So if you're protected from Shaitan, can you see? This is a dua before you enter the masjid. Only one masjid I saw it. They have the sign there. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَبِوَجْهِ الْكَرِيمِ وَسُلْطَانِ الْقَدِيمِ من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله والسلام بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. So these masnoon du'as bring into our lives. There's a lot of nur in here. Coming back to this, utilizing your limbs, utilizing your faculties for the pleasure of Allah, your sight. So saying with Brother Muhammad Abid. So he's counting the money. It was a long time ago. I said, 20 rands. He said, when you was counting, he said, 20 rands short, yeah. So I gave it to him. I said, but how do you know these things? He said, Allah Azza wa Jal sharpens your other senses. Another occasion, it was the day of Eid. A while back, I was walking. So you know, you take a different route. So we met together. So, I thought I'm speaking to a person who cannot see, so I don't have to now point in the correct directions. So when I pointed in and I said, my house, I'm going in that direction. So he quickly corrected me and he said, you mean that direction. Said, but how do you know? I didn't expect you to now figure that I pointed at the wrong direction. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed these such people, blessed their hearts, illuminated their hearts, so they can see with iman. Physically they cannot see. Visually they cannot see. But Allah azza wa jal has blessed their hearts, it's as if though they can see. And they are, Allah is taking more work from some people like this. I shared with you Brother Abdul Hamid's daughter. Taking more work from people like this than those that can actually see and have the faculty. That is why before we leave the house, you're going for Fajr Salah, on your way you can read this dua. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa an yamini nura, wa an yasari nura, wa fawqi nura, wa tahti nura, wa amami nura, wa khalfi nura, wa adhim li nura. All your faculties is covered. The faculty to see, the faculty to hear. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura, in my heart nur, wa fi basari nura, in my vision nur, wa fi sam'i nura, in my hearing nur. In front of me, at the back of me, top of me, bottom of me, Ya Allah, you intensify this nur for me. Filled with nur. And then you practice on the dua before reading, before going into the masjid. Then you protect it from shaitan. All of these are avenues for you to get closer to Allah and protect yourself from harm. So, coming to this now. The stanza we are busy with, Allama Nawawi, in fact, Allama Busayri Rahimullah, we are busy with here. Allama Nawawi is of Riyadu Salihin, another giant in Shafi knowledge, in Shafi fiqh, in terms of a hadith contribution, amazing. But here, Allama Busayri Rahimullah says in this particular stanza, and if you see the stanza in the English, it's referring to 27. And when you see in this particular stanza, where we are busy with here in Ad-Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasidatil Burda, there you can turn, you can see it is stanza number 23. The Arabic, Wastafrigh, Wastafrigh Dam'a, Wastafrigh Dam'a min Aynin Qadim Tala'at, min al-Maharimi, Walzam Himyatan Nadami, Walzam Himyatan Nadami. Allama Busayri Rahimullah is saying in this particular stanza, I seek so in this particular stanza, Allama Busayri Rahimullah is speaking about the eyes. وَاسْتَفْرِغِ الدَّمْعَ and shed tears. إِسْتَفْرِغ, this is a command. إِسْتَفْرِغ and shed tears. الدَّمْعَ is tears. And shed tears مِنْ عَيْنٍ from those eyes. قَدِمْ تَلَأَتْ which have become full. People are grieving for so many reasons. Because of poverty, people are grieving because they lost someone beloved to them. People are grieving, wives are grieving because their husbands are cheating on them. Husbands are grieving because their wives are cheating upon them. Parents are grieving because they lost children. All of this, there are different reasons why tears flow. But the best tear is that which is for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all those conditions previously mentioned to you, if you have this relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal, then these tears will be directed to Allah even in those conditions. For example, Yaqub alayhi salam, the amount of struggles in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, yet he directed his attention to Allah. And he said, my complaint is only with Allah. So this, when you direct, when you have that relationship, you may lose someone beloved to you. But you've got this avenue of turning to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that alone is consolation for you. To direct your full attention, this is the meaning, wastafrigh. It comes from the word faragha yafrughu. Also faragha yafrughu, for those who know Arabic. What does this mean? It means to be free. Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about this. If you see Alam Nashrah right at the end, what does Allah Azza wa Jal say? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ when you are free, then dedicate your time to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ it means you've got a glass. The glass is filled with tears. But that tears, you're not going to waste it and throw it down the basin. Those tears, you're going to collect it and go in the musalla and say, Ya Allah, this is my condition. This is what is happening. Your full attention, this is faragha yafrughu. To direct your full attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you dedicate this time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you'll see results. Results may not mean that it's materialistic. Results will mean even though you don't get what you ask for, but you will get something which will console your heart. So this is wastafrigh dam'a. Shed tears min aynin from those eyes which have become full. Qadim tala'at. Which have become full. This word faragha, I'm going to teach you another dua today, because this is what this whole lesson is about. Learning masnoon du'as, bringing it into our lives, becoming the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this beautiful avenue. Without it, you can't really reach. You can't reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't love Allah. That's what Allah is telling you in verse 31, which we quoted for you. So when you turn to the chapter of meals, and you see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's practice, this word faragha comes in. Kana idha faragha min ta'amihi, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had completed from meals, his meals. You're done with what you did. So in the verse when you spoke to you about Alam Nashrah, you're done with all everything else. Now this free time dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then go and see under that particular verse, we don't have time to share it with you, but go see what Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimullah has written in his Ma'arif al-Quran. That the preachers teaches how you have to special, how you have to specifically use your free time and use that as the avenue of getting to your students and those that you are preaching to. So one is you have the planning, one is you have the actual dawah, but part and parcel, direct worship must not be eliminated. That is vitally important. And that is the spiritual strength which you saw. Mulana Ilyas Rahimullah started this effort 2020. It's now 2025. But if you go back 1926, 1925, this effort had started. 100 years. And what they teach you in Tabligh, when you're alone, that time you have to make dua for the people that you've met, the people that you're calling to. This year is your sincereness. Making that is the activeness, and then you all of a sudden you see people just changing. When we were in Bangladesh, so we saw this well-dressed person following us masjid to masjid. And then my grand uncle, he told me, please, don't give too much details. This man, he seems a bit like CIA or something. We don't know. So yes, you must take your tie, your camel as well. Don't just give your information to every single person otherwise. So I said, okay, I'll just give him Facebook details. That time we had Facebook. And he was following us. And we thought maybe there's something happening here. Such a well-dressed person, so well-spoken, because he was from America, but his family is in Bangladesh, and he used to just come visit and the rest. A few months later, we came home. He sent us a message. I'm going for 4 months. Please make dua for us. Dua for him and his Jamaat. So you don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he will accept, who he will accept, but you have to make the effort. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana idha faragha min ta'ami, we're learning a dua after eating. So you're eating on the floor. This is another masnoon, this is another sunnah which we've totally eliminated. Nay, instead we even look down upon the sunnah. Wa na'udhu billahi min dhalik. What a beautiful sunnah. You can ask me, if I eat a meal on a chair or I eat a meal on the floor. That meal on the floor, though it may be the same, I even go to this extent to say, though the meal may not be my favorite, but when it's eaten on the floor, the way our favorite ate, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, supposed to be our favorite, then this meal, it could be something that we don't really like, but because of the sunnah, Allah is the effector. Allah is the effector, and that somehow, it just satisfies, touches the right spots, and you eat it. Sunnah, eating the sunnah way. So you put your dastarkhan on the floor. Nabi, this you learn in Jamaat as well. So why do you want to become so advanced, so-called advanced? It's actually backwardness. Eat on the floor. مَن تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. That person who lowers himself for the pleasure of Allah is going down. He's doing it for the pleasure of Allah because he wants to follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah raises such people. Look at Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, put in the depth of the well. But then look how he shines. This is Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. So the dua. Kana idha faragha min ta'amihi, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completed, was free, he is done now with his food, eating. Qala marratan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said upon occasion, idha rafa'a ma'idatahu, when he lifted up the dastarkhan. Alhamdulillahi alladhi kafana wa arwana ghayra makfiin wala makfurin. This is one dua. So listen again. Alhamdulillahi alladhi kafana wa arwana ghayra makfiin wala makfurin. Narration of Sahih al-Bukhari. If you want the narration number 5459. And Brother Suleiman or one of the engineers will make the podcast so you can get it. and then you can write it down or find it. Sometimes on radio we hear something but we don't get the reference, we don't get the dua. So nowadays it's easy, just get it, get the podcast, you can listen to it. Alhamdulillahilladhi kafana wa arwana khayra makfin wala makfurin. وَقَالَ مَرَّةً Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said upon occasion, Alhamdulillahi rabbina ghayra makfiyin wala muwadda'in wala mustaghnan wala mustaghnan anhu comes in wala mustaghnan anhu rabbana. So, Alhamdulillahi rabbina Alhamdulillahi rabbina ghayra makfiyin wala muwadda'in wala mustaghnan Rabbana is here, and wala mustaghnan anhu Rabbana. The dua is, praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal who has satisfied our needs and quenched our thirst. Your favor cannot be compensated or denied. Once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, all praises be to you, Ya Allah, our sustainer. Alhamdulillahi Rabbina. Your favor cannot be compensated. غَيْرَ مَكْفِيٍ وَلَا مُوَدَّعٍ Nor can it be left. وَلَا مُسْتَغْنًا Nor can it be dispensed. Oh, our sustainer. We need to eat. We need this. This is a favor upon us. Go and see how many millions of people suffering in the world. Sudan suffering from the most severe humanitarian crisis. How many people are suffering with no food today as we speak, as you're going to have your next meal? So I'm not drawing your love and attention away from that meal, but all spare a thought for those who don't have anything. Spare a thought for the needy. Coming back to this, the eye. That eye which the tear flows, a person is alone. It's just you and Allah on that musalla. That tear flows. The hadith is there. But will you bring it into practice? You have needs, you have worries, you have concerns, you have struggles, you have pain, you have whatever it may be. You sit alone. In a room, it's only you and Allah, and your tears flow because of remembering Allah. Then on the day of Qiyamah, you will be in that shade when there will in Allah's shade when there will be no shade except the shade of Allah Azza wa Jalla on that day. That is the reward of this. So make sure that you dedicate your time, you dedicate your tears, you dedicate your heart. It must be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And next, when we come next week, inshallah, we'll speak about protecting the vision, the eyes from evil and haram. This is what we need to speak on as well. What you must do with the eyes, remember in the beginning we said, what you must do, what you mustn't do. What you must do with the eyes, what you mustn't do with the eyes. And on this we'll end. Our teacher, just speaking on this, it was Hazrat Mawlana Uthman Hafidhahullah, he's still alive, he's teaching. Alhamdulillah. He taught us practical lessons as well. Like other ustads, but practical lessons. Once he mentioned about food. And he said that, see, we know, right? Our teacher, Mufti Ridaul Haqsab, you try to speak any fiqh masala on the dasturkhan, he will be really perturbed that you're speaking about all this ikhtil. That's not the place for it. So, you're taking people away from the bounty which is in front of them at that moment. Speak light speech. Don't go speak of people dying in Gaza and bloody scenes and everything. Speak nice things, easygoing things, light things when you're eating. Now people want to become too all of a sudden. No. That's how you're supposed to be. light dough when you're eating. Now, Mulana Uthman Mewati Hafidhullah taught us a lesson. And this lesson is what? Turning your attention fully towards something. The benefits of it. When you're eating, turn your attention fully towards that food that you're eating. Not half-hearted and thinking and playing with yourself. Fully, Ya Allah, you've granted me this food. Then see the joy and the happiness in that particular food. This becomes ibadah as well for you. Provided you read the dua before and after. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.